We're talking about child advocacy here. Ashley Dotter from Bavona Child Advocacy Center. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm not okay after I saw some of the numbers you sent me. You sent me a 5-minute video about what you guys do at Bavona. And some of the numbers were pretty shocking as far as when it comes to child abuse.
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, it's a something that exists in every community, certainly always has, and something that organizations like ours really work hard to kind of bring to the surface so we can talk about it, so we can address it, and obviously work on preventative services to hopefully have those numbers go down one day. But unfortunately, what we saw through COVID and throughout, you know, a lot of our work, which is kind of going layers deep and opening up conversations and making sure kids feel comfortable talking about these things, we're realizing and being forced with the reality of how prevalent it is. And it's something that is not rural specific or urban specific. It's
right,
everywhere,
yeah.
It affects everybody.
It's not the zip code.
Nope. Doesn't
right.
know anything.
The one thing that you just kind of touched on, and I really took notice of, is because you kind of bring everybody together, so the child, when you interview the child, you only have to do it one time.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you have law enforcement, and you have all sorts of
really physically in our building.
Right.
Yep. We're I think if people knew where we physically are over on Mount Hope here, we are a building that's been around forever, but in physically within our walls, we have some of our partner agencies. We have law enforcement representatives from the troopers, New York State troopers, sheriffs, RPD. We have CPS in our building. So the idea is that when a child discloses any type of abuse, or if there's suspected abuse, should a police officer go to a scene and just not really sense something's quite right, perhaps the child discloses something to a teacher, a pediatrician, something doesn't add up, they come right to Bavona. It's something, you know, instead of going to a police station under fluorescent lights and being interrogated, you know, that interrogated feel, they can come into our warm, welcoming building. We have a great welcoming front staff that helps give them all, you know, feed them, make them feel at home. We have toys, things, and everything happens within our walls. So we have forensic interviewers on staff that will, highly trained professionals in the mm-hmm. field with non-leading questions to really talk to the kids and see if they have anything they need to tell. Sometimes they're not ready. Maybe those kids aren't ready to tell their stories. So we have mental health therapists in the building to actually help facilitate some of that, offer them services. We have a medical suite. Our partners at Golisano's, we have some great doctors there doing full medical exams. So again, to your point, the child can come and tell their story one time. We can get all the information we need in one visit. Sometimes if, you know, legal proceedings happen, there'll mm-hmm. be other times they'll have to talk
right.
about it, but everybody's appointed.
But initially, to actually get the story.
The
out.
Information, yeah. You know, and sometimes it's involving people in their home. Sometimes it's neighbors or friends
right.
or almost always somebody they know and are familiar with, and that's kind of the scary part. There's not stranger danger necessarily with these people that are doing it. So opening up the conversation, making sure the child knows that they're safe, you know, and
that helps. The one percentage I remember you in, again, in that video that I watched, the percentage of they know the perpetrator,
it's huge.
Percentage-wise,
almost,
it's like,
I mean, it's
90-something
most,
percent,
yeah,
right?
It's most. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the scary part.
You guys were integral in getting the principal in Hilton, right?
Yeah,
you
so
helped out tremendously
case,
with
yep,
that.
He was just sentenced a couple weeks ago. He, that was a perfect example of our.
I don't even remember his name. I didn't want to.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. We don't even have to talk about him specifically, but that's a perfect example of our community education team going into schools, and that's something that's really mm-hmm. come through.
That's right. You guys spoke to the kids, and then a couple of the kids came forward.
We go right into the schools where we've actually worked with 3,200 area children, speaking to them about safety. So everything from kindergarten conversations right up to seniors in high school, dealing with sex trafficking, online safety. I mean, the conversations are different, obviously, for both of those groups of people. But it was through that education program that people were starting to put pieces together, and children were able to be empowered to tell their story. And that's how that
Well, the numbers
came
were amazing at the end here when they were just doing the sentencing.
Off,
how many people came out of the woodwork, right?
Yeah, it's terrifying, but it's important conversation. You know, it's a little taboo. It makes people uncomfortable. People don't want to talk about it. But if we can't keep our kids safe, what are we doing anything else?
I think
else?
One of the numbers was every 10 seconds there's a report.
Again, those are a little outdated. So what the real numbers are now, and as these conversations become more fluid and more prevalent, and children are empowered and given the tools to tell their story.
I don't know if this number is correct, but it's still mind-boggling. I think it said 16 or 18% of men in prison and 36% of women in prison right now were abused as children.
Yeah, I mean, they go on to they might have been abused, but perhaps not given the therapy or tools to go beyond that, right? Like, we always like to say that the kids come to us with a mountain in front of them and we want to make it a hill. It's not that it's not going to be there, but we want them to be able to go over that hump, look backwards, and really have a fruitful life.
To move on in a healthy way, right? What if somebody suspects, they see a child, they see a child in school, they see a child, one of their kids' friends or something like that, and something's not right.
Sure.
Do they just call you anonymously? How's that work?
Yeah, our phones are open. We have intake team working on the phones all the time. So we have somebody able to answer questions, like if mm-hmm. there's just some preliminary questions. Maybe you suspect something you don't know for sure. You don't want to really open that up. Of course, if it's severe, call law enforcement for sure. But if it's something that you're just not feeling the right thing or have some questions, our main number, we have professionals waiting to answer questions. There's a national number as well with the New York State Children and Family Services. I know you can call CPS related, but Bavona's, we're here to provide information and tools to our community to help these numbers come down.
Do you have FAQs on your your website?
Sure do. Yep.
What's your website?
BavonaCAC.org. Lots of information, ways to financially support, become involved, volunteer, what we do, all those things. It's a great resource.
Do you ever need volunteers?
So we are so lucky.
Do you have to have some sort of a degree to work?
Certain positions, yes.
Yeah.
We have some like lower level, the front desk, perhaps some admin-y type jobs that don't necessarily need. Some of our more the people that work directly with the children, forensic interviewers, family advocates, things like that. I think there are some higher level things, but there's always volunteer opportunities. We have ongoing volunteer opportunities for people at our front desk, and then we have some opportunities from our events that come up too. So those are a little less frequent, and we some of our events involve alcohol, so you have to kind of be over 18. There's some provisions there, but there's definitely ways to get involved. We have people that donate blankets all the time. We always need bags for holiday giving.
I saw toys in the lobby.
Yep,
right.
We're doing lots of those.
So if it just calms a kid down. I know my son's a police officer too.
Aww.
You know, and they have toys in their car.
Yep.
If they go on a domestic and there's a child there that's upset, you know.
Yep.
I mean,
we have a community closet at Bavona. We accept new items. We actually have nothing. We do gently use like shoes and coats. But if anybody still has clothes from baby showers or whatnot that have tags on them, we're always taking donations for that. The idea is that when a kid comes in, one of our clients, we leave them fuller than they came, right? So we'll give them toys. We'll give them if we see a need in the family, maybe there is a domestic violence issue. We can coordinate them with Willow. We provide. We can set them up with open door mission things for on the food side. We're always taking donations of that sort. Any comfort items, we're always taking household items, non-perishable items. Especially this time of year, we really see our families trying to make the most out of the holidays, and some of them just don't have those resources, so we try to come in and make fill in the gap.
Well, speaking of holidays, one of the ways you guys raise money is with your holiday light tour guide.
Sure. Our holiday lights tour, presented by Montage Wealth Management this year, is an event. Actually, I kind of have always done with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend in December, I pack them up, grab some hot chocolate, we go look at Christmas lights, and I always thought it was such a good fundraiser.
Yeah,
so when COVID hit, we really couldn't assemble people the way we wanted to, and I said, hey, here's an opportunity. So my parents dressed up as Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Claus, and we were all Santa's elves trying to and help these kids filling these sleigh boxes. So this event is an opportunity for families to tour festively decorated, overly, excessively festively decorated
homes.
There's
some crazy neighborhoods in this town.
And I'll tell you, I mean, this event really makes them all come out, but it's super fun. You get a sleigh box full of toys and activities for the family to enjoy on the trip. There's some chocolates and cookies and
oh, I didn't
glow
know that.
Sticks,
I just thought it was a map.
And it comes with a map, the most important part, of course. And actually, this year, it's kind of crazy. We've always had about 30 homes on this list. Uh-huh. This year, we have 60.
Really?
So people are just, I think, know about the event now and want to be involved. So we have 60
I was going to say, who
community.
Does the research? Or do these people let you
we
know?
We have our own little elves. So we did some digging. We've reached out. And I really think a lot of this is word of mouth at this point. Because we're getting addresses of people that we didn't necessarily reach out to. So it's exciting. It's great to see the community come together. Some people excessively decorate their homes, which takes all year.
Sure.
And they love the idea that this helps benefit something. They hold their own little fundraisers at their homes during these nights in December. And it's awesome. It's just a great event.
I put my Christmas lights up last weekend.
Well, I mean,
took me almost an hour.
How many? We could put you on the tour too. No.
Yeah, I don't think I qualify
for
the tour.
It's a labor of love, though. I mean,
my
you do
God.
It. It's you know, you do it.
Have you ever been past Wanda Policini's house?
Well, she's been on
I've
our
been
tour
to her.
Here. She's
I've been to that house at Christmas parties.
Amazing.
That is insane.
Amazing.
That house.
That's again a labor
indoors
of love.
And out.
Indoors
that house.
And out. She spares no expense. She's a great supporter of Bavona.
What's that street? It's up in Fairport, right?
Beauclair. Beauclair. I think. Yeah.
Beauclair. Beauclair.
Yep. And I think her neighbors have caught on, so that's a good neighborhood to go through. We actually have ones.
It's right on a cul-de-sac too.
It is. It's very easy. I don't know if all of our neighbors probably appreciate that, or any of these homes.
Well, she's been doing it for so long.
Necessarily,
now.
Yeah. It's probably a precondition of moving there, but yeah, we have great. I mean, Hilton everywhere, wherever you are in the county.
How do we
you'll
get these
something.
Packs? How do we get this map and the
yeah,
goodies? And
right
stuff?
Off our website, bavonacac.org. You'll see the events tab up at the top. So we have they're $50 a box, really, okay. And then it comes with those maps directly to help support the services we provide. And sales close December 8th, so next Thursday.
Okay,
Thursday.
All right.
And you know,
and then you have until the end of the year or
you
whatever
really have to
go.
Certainly, definitely, we say through Christmas, most of these houses are decorated right through the
New Year's. Yeah, they're not coming down on the 26th.
No, they're enjoying it through. So it's, again, great family-focused activity. You can do it 100 times in December. You can do it once. You can do a few houses or all of them. It's really a pick your own of this kind of thing. And a great date night for couples. It's grandparents taking their grandkids. It's not just kids.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's just something to do, and there's some of them are just really mind blowing.
It's fun,
you know, and some of the displays.
It's fun. They do the radio music with it. We've partnered with Warm 101.3 and others.
I know them.
So it's just really great, and it's an opportunity for people. Some of our fundraisers are higher price points. We understand this is a reasonable
but
one
for
something to do here
bucks. I mean,
with
you
your
know,
family. Yeah,
yeah. You get
and support
all the goodies.
Kids. These are supporting our families, our community resources. I don't think we have any idea. Maybe it's a good thing people don't, because they've not had to come to Bavona. But this is a resource that is unlike really any other community. We are nationally known. Regionally, we help support areas, counties. We see sheriff's vehicles from Wyoming and Orleans in our parking lot all the time. So it's not just Monroe County. It's not just Monroe County kids. It's our
You only have one office, though, right?
Correct. One, Bavona is
any,
one CAC.
Do you have any satellites? Or are you thinking about it?
There are other CACs around the country and around the state. They're just, you know, they'll be lucky if they have a staff of three or four. Never mind the 28, I think we're at Bavona, up to 70 people in that building helping.
Yeah, it's one of those organizations that, it's not top of mind, but and you hope you never need it.
Yeah,
but
right.
Be glad they're there.
Well, and I think the Hilton stuff was a perfect example of that.
Right.
You know, a community, you're sending your kids to school, you're not really thinking about this, and then your world caves in once this is all kind of come to light. And there are people that came to Bavona thinking like, your world crushes within moments, really, and not sure what way to turn. And we're really there to lead the way.
I happen to know one of the families, and that's as far as I'm going, but yeah.
It's awful.
They were dealing with, and they came to see you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was told, you guys were the best.
Yeah, so we want to hear. It's great.
So
we want to continue the work, and with the community's help, we can keep doing that.
We have less than a minute left. What else should we know about Bavona, Ashley?
We are here. We're here all days of the week, whenever the community needs us. We really try not to say no to anybody. Nobody leaves with a bill. Everything's free of charge. It's really really very humbling to be a part of the work working right. there. And then of course, you know, sharing the,
and again, if you ever suspect something, you can at least go to the website and get some hints, right?
There's lots of questions, FAQs there. Our phones are open. Our staff is warm and welcoming. No one's judged. No one's, you know, there's no bad question. It's, we'd rather answer those questions and it not be a big deal than ignore them and it turn into something worse.
Ashley Dotter, Bavona Child Advocacy Center. Get your holiday light tour kit.
Yeah, sleigh box, yep, with the map.
The sleigh box.
Sleigh box.
Oh, I like that. Okay. And the website once again.
BavonaCAC.org.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.